Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Shout it, tonight is my night, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I shall let you finish.
If you know that every Goliath assigned against you shall be disgraced tonight, shout it loud,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent reigns.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophetic words for some people here tonight. I don't know who they are. The Lord said I should tell you that person over there that within the next 3 weeks it will lift you to a place that no man can pull you down. Then,
let you know,
windows of opportunity that will reposition our life for glory shall be open unto you by fire. It's a word for somebody here. The Lord said, although you have a lot of enemies surrounding you now, but all of them without exception shall be disgraced. And this word is for somebody here. This word is for somebody here. And it will be nice if you can catch the overflow. The Lord said I should tell you that those blockages that have been arresting your blessings have been arrested tonight. Not only that, the Lord will accelerate you into a new place. A new place. And whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you shall experience a marathon of favor.
Jesus.
I'm the power that divided the Red Sea shall certainly change your story. I don't know who you are, but you have been passing through a lot. I have this strange word to you, that those enemies assigned to terminate your life, you shall bury them. The Lord whom you serve,
Oluwa ti won si,
shall deafen your enemies unto destruction.
Yo ti eti awon ta re titi won fi parun.
Shall deafen them unto destruction.
Yo ti won le titi ti won fi parun.
As a woman here,
obinrin kan wa ni,
whose marital life is being challenged,
ti won pe igbeyawo re nija,
I have another strange word to you from the Lord.
The Lord said
I should tell you that the voice of that household Goliath is dead. Yes. Finally,
la koton,
the Lord said I should tell you that person over
there,
that the tongues anointed to put you to shame shall dry up. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's your Jesus.
Can you raise up your voices like fire and like thunder? And pray this prayer louder than anyone around you. It is a question and a command. Say, my star! My star! What are you doing in the coven? Can you shout it loud? Come out now! In the name of
Jesus!
Release your staff from the coven! Command it to come forth. Open your mouth. Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, la gbadura.
Silence. Someone is here.
And come, Benny.
You have deafness in one or both ears. There is a purging angel beside you. It's pouring the fire into your ears. Yes.
Benny.
Someone in this meeting too.
And come now,
blindness in one or both eyes.
If you are
near, the same angel is pouring fire.
Angel is coming
to those eyes,
you know, you
so that they can see properly. You, the spirit of impotency,
Emi, I lose
your hold now. That's the power of God coming upon that person. Father,
Baba.
Kind of spiritual surgery that will change the story of this woman. As I count seven from here, let this surgeon angel that has just moved in begin that surgery now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Something has been taken out. Like a big stone. Jesus.
Jesus.
I bind and cast out every spirit of epilepsy. And you, these 10 persons, the rope, journey you to an occultic dead relative. I break it now in the name of
Jesus.
That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Silence. Complete silence. Please don't say anything for now. Don't even say amen. Every silence. Father,
Baba,
I petition heavens against these people who have caged the destiny of others in the waters. Father,
Baba,
anyone under the sound of my voice here tonight, right now, your destiny, your soul, your marriage, your life is caged by the queen of the coast,
Lord, I am on me.
By the water powers,
so that one battle me
be released.
By to see,
be released.
By to see,
be released.
By to see,
let the wind of fire blow upon such people now.
What be Lulu and the bed by
let them be delivered.
Once it by to see,
the talking from the waters.
Ami, awomi.
In the head,
Ninori.
In the face,
Loju.
In the breast,
Ninom.
In the womb,
Ninulium.
In the legs,
Ninese.
Catch fire,
Jonah.
Now,
but
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Everybody will shout this loud and clear before you sit down now.
Katojoko awa kibele ilon rara.
Fingers of the wicked.
Ika awa shebi.
In my dream. In the name of
Jesus,
somebody is breaking through. Oh, yes. Lose your hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, open our understanding tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu Christi lagbadura.
Before you sit down,
Otojoko,
I'd like you to go to seven persons. Make sure there are seven in number.
Mo fe ko lo be eniyan meje ri pe won pe meje o.
Say, I move from deficit to recovery.
Mo tesiwaju kuro ninu jije ajigbese.
In the name of Jesus.
Papa jabo. Loruko Jesu.
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's have a seat. God bless you.
Eje ka joko Olorun yo buku fun wa.
From deficit to recovery.
Lati gbese bosi mu pada bo sipo.
That is the target of our prayers here tonight.
Ohun ti adura wa ni bila sale yi o doju ko niyan.
And this message too.
Ati iwasu ohun.
In Ecclesiastes
iwe oniwasu
chapter 9
ori kesan.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9
iwe oniwasu ori kesan
verse 11
ese kokonla.
Once you are there, say yes.
Anybody shibe ko wipe beni.
From deficit to recovery.
Lati gbese sinu imopada bo sipo.
Ecclesiastes 9:11.
We know aso ri kesan ese kokonla.
Are you there?
Ya ti shibe.
Okay. I returned.
Mopada.
And I saw under the sun.
Mo si ri labe orun.
That the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Please listen very carefully. This passage is very deep. Very, very deep.
He's
telling us so many things.
He's
telling us
that
promotions do not necessarily come to the worthy.
He's telling us
that the fact that you can run very well does not mean you will win the race. The fact that you are the strongest man around does not mean you will win the fight.
He's
telling us that advancements do not necessarily go to those who work the hardest.
It's good to work hard.
It's good to work hard. It's good to work very hard.
But
this passage is saying advancement do not necessarily go to those who work the hardest. He's telling us that natural gifts, they are not enough to handle life. Natural abilities may not lead to a necessarily successful life. Skill and intelligence does not produce or predict success. These are very serious issues. This passage is telling us.
It's
telling us that the fastest or the swiftest and the strongest do not necessarily win.
There
are wise people who are hungry. There are intelligent people who are suffering. There are smart people who go unrewarded. In a contest, the best candidates do not necessarily win in a contest. So being talented, being smart, is not the guarantee that you will succeed. There are some extra forces whose duty it is to steal from man. To steal from man. That's why I'm praying for somebody here. Although Pharaoh is a large army, and Goliath is a strong foe, all the effort of Pharaoh and Goliath in your life shall come to nothing. Let your amen roar like thunder. There used to be a black wrestler in those days. He is very popular because of his head. He's the king of headbutt. His head is almost as strong as iron. So once he enters the wrestling ring, he grabs his opponent. On the head of the person. The person goes flat on the floor. So the only way not to allow the man to defeat you, make sure that head doesn't touch you. They call the man Johnny Kwango.
Johnny Kwango, loruko ogbe ni ohun.
One day,
lojo kan,
Johnny Kwango was in a fight.
Ija se ti Johnny Kwango pelu enikan
fighting a white person.
Adula oyinbo len to nbaja.
He grabbed the white man.
Oba gba ori alawo
bua 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 bua.
O se ni go lera lera.
The man went down immediately, and the referee began to count. One, two. Instead of Kwango to just stand in one corner and see whether the man can survive the tank, he went backward, climbed the rope. He wanted to land on the man again. And the referee was still counting. So when they got to maybe five, the man who was already on the floor just started to shift. He's still on the floor. I was at that moment, Kwango came jumping down again. He knocked that his head on concrete and knocked himself out of the ring. The referee was now counting for the two of them. One, two. Then this white man that was already so confused on the floor, when he opened one and saw that Kwango had already knocked himself out, he now started struggling to stand up. He was able to stand up before they counted 10. So they declared him the winner. Even when they were putting up his hand that he had won, his legs were still shaking, meaning that Kwango had already won that fight. But something stole it from him. I'm praying for somebody here. Every clever thief of your father's house, the clever thief of your mother's house, assigned to steal from you, I command them to be buried tonight in the name of Jesus. Light your amen, roar like thunder. very serious situation. I want you to understand what we're saying. I'm saying this so you can understand what we're saying very well. And if you have been watching the Holy Flames, you'll have had them sharing something I shared many years ago. My school in those days was very primitive. They won't admit into primary one if you cannot do this. You must put your hand on your head. It must touch your ear. If you can't do it, you may never enter primary one. Or if your family is a family of short hands, you will not enter into school. Our school, for the first time, we qualified for the finals of the city inter-house sport for schools in athletics. Six schools came to the final. Our school was one of them. And we came to the final on relay race. If you know anything about athletics, if you want to win a relay race, you must have a good first leg and a good last leg. I was the last leg. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to the place. The race was about to start. Our physical education master, PE master, took us away from the field.
Master,
into the back of one classroom. I said, lie down. And he gave each and every one 6 strokes of the cane. Remember, we are about to run a race. So we were all jumping up and rubbing our back.
Said,
do you know why I gave you 6 strokes of the cane each? He said, no sir, no sir. Said, I did that to give you a very good idea of what will happen to you in school tomorrow if you decide to lose. Under the anointing of that cane, we ran into the pitch. Get on your marks. Get set. Go. Under the anointing of that king, nobody could catch our first leg. He flew like an aeroplane. Because his back was still breathing. He did very well. Gave the bat to the second man. He too ran very well. Gave it to the third man. He too ran. Was coming towards me. And they have told us never to stand still.
Must start
bouncing on your feet. As the man with the battle got to me, the baton flew out of his hand into the bush. So he left the racetrack was looking for it. He was still looking for it when the race has closed. Of course, I didn't go to school the next day. Listen, we lost the battle and we lost the race, although we were to win. An extra factor came inside the game that caused the trouble. We lost the battle and we lost the race. Your enemy shall lose the battle. In the name of Jesus, a servant for the man. There is, when you gather every success ingredients together, there is still an extra force to put into consideration that has to be dealt with. This is where the prayers tonight is not for kindergarten. Some of us here, what the enemy wanted to steal in your life, he has stolen it in the womb before you even appeared.
He
has already stolen it that time. And then you are 50 years old. You want to recover something that was stolen from you, from your mother's
home.
After 50 years, it is not this kind of prayer that will restore
you.
Not those prayers. Not the prayer you are praying. Your head does not know you are praying. Recovery prayers are hard prayers. Because the enemy doesn't want to release it. That's why Jesus said, no man can enter into the house of the strong man and plunder his goods unless you first of all bind the strong man. Plunder his goods means that he has taken things from people, he's hiding in his warehouse. He's hiding them in the warehouse. A man who had trouble cried himself to sleep in the dream. He saw himself in heaven, and an angel by his side was by his side, and there was this wealthy looking man facing him, smiling at him, well fed, well dressed. Now as the angel, who is this man? The angel said, that is the man you are supposed to be. But what will make you to become this man is inside the warehouse there, locked up by the ancestral power of your father's house. So to get inside that place, you need to deal with the guardians, the powers guiding the house, so that you can get your material out. Do you want to do that, or you want to keep crying? Then he woke up. He decided that crying was not his agenda anymore. Sister, you have been crying. Tell me, what has he done?
You
have been crying. What has that crime done? So it's a useless exercise. From that day, the man stopped crying. He now prayed just one prayer point. For 3 hours. One prayer point. 3 hours. Within 2 weeks. This man who had only 1 naira in his account. Within 2 weeks. He had 10 million. After one prayer point, 3 hours. What's the prayer point? I recover my goods from the house of the strong man by the power in the blood of Jesus. That's what he prayed for 3 hours. 3 whole hours, non-stop. So the recovery prayer are prayers like that. God,
oh Lord,
is interested in your recovery. God is not happy when his children are not where they should be in this life. When you are lower in the status that heaven expects you to be, heaven is not happy. Heaven becomes concerned when they find that you are not where you're supposed to be. This is why we need to start these recovery prayers now. I don't know where we are going to end it, but then it is important that all the lost virtue of your ancestors, the blessings of your father's ancestors, you were never able to access, you need to recover them from whichever camp or coven or strong room they
have.
Somebody is looking at me right there. See, listen, that strong room under a tree in your father's house in the village that has caged all your benefits, as I'm speaking now, the fire of God is destroying that tree in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to recover? To recover means to regain or get back something previously lost. To recover is to return to your former state of health, your former state of prosperity. Many of us have lost things. We need to pray recovery prayer. To recover is to control and correct yourself. To return to a composed state of mind. To recover is to return to suitable or correct position. Those people, they were cutting tree. They had the axe head before.
They
lost the axe head. To recover means you have something, you lost it, you got it back. To recover means that something belongs to you. You are not even aware. It's yours. Others have been borrowing it. To recover is that one. 1989. A woman had the greatest recovery testimony that I'd ever listened to. Never in my life. The woman comes to Mountain of Fire. She sometimes talks out of point, like somebody whose words are not balanced. So she was very regular. She was coming. She was coming, she was coming, she was very regular. When you tell her things, she forgets easily. Sometimes she comes to church, forgets her Bible in the car, goes back to bring it. That is how far the enemy pursued her. One day, at a meeting like this, there was a word from the Lord.
And
there is someone here. Your brain is inside an iroko tree in the forest. Right there where you are, the angel of God has recovered your brain.
Angele Olorun ti gba opolo re pada.
Puts it back into you.
O si ti fi pada sibi to ye ko wa ninu re.
What was the word?
Oro na ni.
I didn't even know what I was talking about.
Mi o ti e men ti won so pare.
The next morning the woman was there.
Lo wuro ojo keje obinrin on ba de
talking intelligently.
O ba bere si soro ologbon.
Then for the first time.
Fun igba akoko.
She realized.
O wa ranti
that when her father died.
Se nigba ti baba o ku,
her father died.
And
she was the only daughter. The 11 houses that the father had built, including 6 in Ikeja Jare, was win to her. But now she's living in a rented flat. She remembered. She even remembered some of the addresses.
Koda oranti awon address lara won.
It was then
nigba na
she realized
that
they took her brain away.
Won yo opolo kuro
so to take away all those 11 properties from her hand.
Lati le pa gbogbo ile mokanla kuro lowo re.
This woman now began to recover those properties one by one.
Obirin wa be si pa gbogbo awon ile yen pada leyo kokan.
Some of them were so afraid.
Obirin nu won eru pa won.
One person even confronted her.
Eni kan ti e ko loju.
Which doctor did you use?
Ada wo se wo lo loba.
So there is somebody in this planet that can beat that particular witch doctor, maybe Ogongo, what did they call the name?
Somebody that can beat Ogongo.
That one said no.
It's
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I'm praying for somebody here. Everything that you have lost, whether the enemy likes it or not, recover them now. Recover them. Let your voice be loud. Recover them. In the name of Jesus. This was how a woman who used to live in a rented apartment now moved to a mansion at Allen
Avenue.
It belonged to her, but they mesmerized her.
But what is all the gongosu?
Took away her brain.
What bow color of crow?
And they all took it over from her. Because she was the only child. And a female. I'm praying for somebody here. Every clever wickedness against your destiny is scattered in the name of Jesus. So the axe head fell into the river. And the power of God recovered the axe head. They had the axe head before. And they lost it.
It's
to be recovered. Complete recovery. Perhaps you have been defeated.
You
need to recover from that defeat.
Perhaps
you are in grief. You need to recover from that grief. Perhaps you had failed. You need to recover from that failure. Perhaps I've been suffering from spiritual abuse. You need to recover from that spiritual abuse. Perhaps you have lost the fire of God. You need to recover that fire. Perhaps you have suffered losses.
You
need to recover from the losses. Perhaps you have suffered bad relationships. You need to recover from that one. Perhaps you have lost hope. You need to recover that hope. Perhaps you have been pushed into darkness. You need to recover from that darkness. Perhaps you have been experiencing setback. You need to recover from that setback. Perhaps you have been experiencing rebellion. You need to recover from this. Perhaps the enemy has been hurting you and wounding you. You need to recover from the injury and the wound. You need to recover from that injury and that wound that the enemy is creating in you. One thing is this. When the destiny of a man has been stolen, it's a serious matter. There are six kinds of destiny.
There's
one. Good idea destiny. You are doing something. Is good.
Oh, Dara.
But it's not what you are supposed to be doing. It's good.
Oh, Dara.
But it's not what you're supposed to be doing. That is acceptable destiny. That is, it is not your destiny. But since you couldn't fulfill your destiny, then you now start doing something else to survive. If all of a sudden, at the age of 50, you now realize that your destiny was to be a footballer, it's too late now. No team will take you at 50. Then you have to start managing something. If your destiny is to be a lawyer, all of a sudden you discover at the age of 60 your destiny is supposed to be that of a, you're supposed to be a lawyer, and you find that the only thing you read is primary 6. Too late. You have to be doing something now. And that is where things have gone wrong, and people really need to pray the prayers of tonight seriously. If a footballer starts playing that football early, there is no way your ceiling fan can become a television set. It's not possible again now. Something has to be done. Three is the first destiny. They didn't give you choice. Nothing. They just push you to it. Your father was a money lender, so you inherited the business. Your mother was a sewing mistress. You just inherited it. First to do
it.
You don't like science subjects.
Oh, it's a science.
But your father said you must become a doctor. You must become a doctor. You must become a doctor. So you were forced to become a doctor. And because you were forced to become a doctor, you are giving wrong injection and killing people. Four.
kẹrin.
That is exchange destiny.
Ayọmọ ti won paaro.
You are in the right track. It's changed. Just change like that.
Okan yi pada lojiji.
Somebody else is now taking it over.
Enikan ti wa gba koso re.
That also is available.
Iyan na tun wa.
Then there is a manipulated destiny.
Ayọmọ ti won se ayida yida re. Iyan na tun wa.
It's there.
Oh, amen.
But it's been manipulated.
But is ya ida ida re.
Peter.
Peter
knew that he was a fisherman.
O mo pe apeja lo.
But he didn't know the kind of fisherman he should be.
Ibo ko mo iru apeja to ye ko hun je.
He was a fisher of fish.
Apeja ti eja lo je.
Whereas in heaven,
Ibo lo di orun,
the Lord fisher of men.
Apeja eniyan ni won ko si oruko re
for fish.
O wa lo peja lati mu eja.
Then there is a perfect destiny.
The
one the Lord wants you to do. A lot of destinies have refused to receive injuries like this. Is this recovery prayer that can help? This is a serious situation. And I want you to pray like no man's business here today. As you know, this prayer is going back. This prayer will go back. 200 years. 500 years. As I speak to you tonight, I remember somebody I know many years back who wanted to do a high degree medicine. The first day of the exam, as
we
are about to start, all of a sudden they had music on the radio. They had military music already, and they said, and they said there has been a coup in the country. So they just suspended the examination. He couldn't take the exam. He traveled to England to take the same exam. One hour to the exam again. They came inside and announced that the professor, external examiner, had an accident. She cannot come again.
Professor, to wa lati ipomi, lati wa ise ayewo won, o ni jamba oko nitori na won tun le se danwo mo.
He couldn't take it.
O le se.
He put in again a third time.
O tun di gba keta.
On the day of that exam,
lojo idanwo na,
they said there is fire.
Ina ba bere.
Fire in the building.
Ina bere si jo ninu ile ton ti fe se danwo.
The man said, when they said everybody should go, so he looked at the other candidates who wanted to take the exam. And he shook his head. All these people don't know that I'm the one putting them in trouble. He could not take that exam until he joined Mountain of Fire.